ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
संसार सागरे मग्नं दीनं मां करुणानिधे कर्मं ग्राह्य गृहीताङ्गं माम् उद्धर भवार्णवाल् श्रीमल्भागवदाख्योऽयं प्रत्यक्ष कृष्णमे वहि स्वीकृतोऽसि मया नाथ मुक्त्यर्थं भवसागरे मनोरथे मदीयोऽयं सफला सर्वदा त्वया निर्विघ्नेनैव कर्तव्यं दासोऽहं तव केशव भवे भवे यथा भक्ति पादयोस्तव जायते तथा कुरुष्व देवेश नादस्त्वं नो यद प्रभो नाम संकीर्तनं यस्य सर्वपाप प्रणाशनं प्रणामो दुःखशमनं तं नमामि हरिं परम् जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयादितरद चार्तेष्वभिज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्म हृदा या आदिगवये मुह्यन्दियल्सुरयाम् तेजो वारिमृदं यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तगुहकं सत्यं परं धीमहि धर्मप्रोज्जितकैदवोत्र परमो निर्मल्सराणां सदां वेद्यं वास्तवम् अत्र वस्तु शिवदं तापत्रयोन्मूलनं श्रीमल्भागवते महामुनिकृते किं वा परै ईश्वरः सद्यो हृद्यवरुध्यतेऽत्र कृतिभिः शुश्रूषुभिः तल्क्षणान् निगमकल्पतरोर्गलितं फलं शुकमुखादमृतद्रवसंयुतं पिबद भागवतं रसमालयं मुहुरहो रसिका भुवि भावुकाः सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः यं प्रव्रजन्तम् अनुभेदम् अभेदकृत्यं द्वैवायनो विरहकातरमाजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयदयत्तरवोऽभिनेदूतं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिम् आनतोऽस्मि यस्वानुभावमखिलश्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपम् अतिथितीर्षदां तमोन्धम् संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनम् उपयामि गुरुं मुनीनां नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेल् कमनीयकिशोरमुग्धमूर्ते कलवेणुकोणिदादृदाननेन्दोः मम वाजि विजृम्भदां मुरारेर्मधुरिं न कनिकापि कापि कापि नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवीं गौरवाणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादेशकारिणे श्रीमल्गुरुचरणारविन्दाभ्यां नमः वन्दे नन्दं व्रजस्त्रीणां पादरेणुमभीष्णश यासं हरिगदोद्गीतं पुनादीभुवनत्रयं गोपीचरणारविन्दपरमाणवे नमः पीताम्बरम् करविराजितचक्रशङ्खकौमोदगी सरसिजं करुणासमुद्रम् राधासहायमतिसुन्दरमन्दहासं कालयेश मनिशं हृदि भावयामि श्रीकृष्णाय नमः सो वी वर् कण्टिन्यूइङ्ग् दि डिस्कशन्स् लास्ट् वीक् इन् दि थर्ड् केण्टो आफ् दि श्रीमद्भागवतम् where we saw the marriage which was arranged by Swayambhu Manu and Brahma of the second daughter of Swayambhu Manu, namely Devahuti Devi. She was married to Kardama Prajapati, and they were continuing their austerities and penances in the forest to please the Supreme Lord. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in this third canto, there is also the appearance of Kapila Vasudev as the son of Devahuti Devi, and she and Kapila Vasudev spoke about Bhakti Yoga, the process of Bhakti Yoga, first time in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So in Bhagavatam you will find in two different places this process of Bhakti Yoga discussed. In the third canto, between Devahuti Devi and Kapila Vasudev, and in the 11th canto, between the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and his dear devotee, Uddhava. So, it is the same message, but spoken in two different ways. Virtually, the principles of Bhakti Yoga is more or less the same in the third canto as well as in the 11th canto. But there are a few differences in the way it has been presented in the third canto compared to how Krishna spoke that to Uddhava later on. What we have to remember is that some time ago we have seen that Vidura, on his journey, on his pilgrimage, he missed the association of Krishna in the last few days. When Krishna was leaving the planet, Vidura was not there with him. Whereas Uddhava had the good fortune of spending a lot of time with Krishna. So, it so happened, we saw in the beginning of the third canto, that Vidura more or less completed his pilgrimage and he came to Vrindavana just on his way back to Hastinapur. So, when he arrived at Vrindavanam, he decided, when he came to Mathura, he thought that he should go to Vrindavanam and pay his respects to the gopis, because the gopis' devotion to Krishna has moved Vidura also so strongly that he decided to go there and pay his respects to the gopis. So, that is how he arrived in Vrindavanam. And also, in Vidura's mind, the memories came forward of Krishna's childhood in Vrindavanam and all the glorious pastimes which Krishna has performed in Vrindavanam. So it is in that background that Vidura came to Vrindavanam. Somehow or the other, by the arrangement of Krishna or by the will of providence or whatever it is, it was bound to happen in this way, that on the same day evening Uddhava also arrived in Vrindavanam. We will see that in the beginning of the third canto, how they met with each other. Vidura came bathed in the Yamuna river, and then it was almost twilight, the sun is almost setting, and hardly you could recognize each other. It was almost dark, but Vidura bathed in the river and he sat down and he was chanting the holy names, sitting there. Suddenly in the darkness, some person appeared with a bundle on his back, and he came in rushing there, kept his bundle there, bathed in the river quickly, and then he came out and dried himself, and with his bundle moved a little away and sat there, and he also started the chanting the holy names of Krishna. So when Vidura heard the sound of the holy name coming from that person, Vidura understood that, probably sensed, or Vidura more or less got the doubt that it is Uddhava. So immediately Vidura asked that person, "Are you Uddhava?" He said. And Uddhava also, when he heard Vidura's voice, he could recognize it was Vidura. "Is that not Vidura?" he replied back. So they were meeting after a very long period of time, and in their happiness they embraced each other and they started talking about various things, what has happened during the time they were separated. So Vidura talked about all the different places of pilgrimage, what he has visited during his travel all around. And Uddhava was talking about his time with Krishna all the time, how he spent the time with Krishna and Krishna's various features which has attracted Uddhava all his lifetime. He talked about Krishna's beauty, how Krishna's beauty has attracted Uddhava. He talked about Krishna's opulence, Krishna's aristocracy, Krishna's knowledge, Krishna's renunciation. All these different aspects of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, which has attracted Uddhava, he started discussing that in detail. And at the end, Uddhava said to Vidura that I am now on my way to Badrinath. The Supreme Lord has left this planet. He has gone back to his own abode. And he was explaining that at that time Vidura felt extremely unhappy in his own mind, unable to, not to being present there when Krishna was leaving this world and to receive instructions from Krishna. So Uddhava, he expressed his unhappiness to Uddhava, and Uddhava said to Vidura that I am on my way to Badrinath because Krishna has given me the last ultimate instructions to me, and he has told me to go and deliver this in the Narayana Ashram in Badrinath. So I am on my way to Badrinath, but I remember Krishna mentioning before he left this world a few things about you. One day Maitreya Maharshi came there to see Krishna, and Krishna told Maitreya Maharshi that there was another devotee of mine like you, like Uddhava, who spent a lot of time with me, but now he has gone away on a pilgrimage. He is wandering around so many places in the name of pilgrimage, and I really miss him. But now that he has gone, all I can do is to tell Uddhava, or to if he sees Vidura, to tell him to come and see you. That is Maitreya Rishi. Maitreya Rishi lived in Haridwar at that time. And Krishna said to to Maitreya Rishi that if Vidura comes to see you, please tell him that he should not feel disappointed of not able to see me when I left this world, but rather you should clear all his doubts at that time. And that is how Vidura came to Maitreya Rishi, and that is how the third canto begins, that which starts with the Vidura and Maitreya discussions from then on. But Vidura was actually inquisitive or curious to find out from Uddhava what instructions he has received from Krishna. But those instructions, what he has received from Krishna, could not be he wanted to receive them from Krishna, and from Uddhava at least, if not from Krishna. So it was in that situation Vidura started requesting Uddhava that somehow or the other I receive that message what you got from Krishna. Uddhava said to Vidura that I am in a real urgency to go to Badrinath, therefore I am not in a position to help you very much, because I have very little time left. As soon as I finish my chanting the holy name, I am going to rest for a while and then I move on from here. So Vidura felt very disappointed, and ultimately Krishna's shoes, which Uddhava was carrying, he showed that to Vidura, and Vidura embraced them and kept it on his head, and a lot of memories came back to him about Krishna at that time. And the next day early morning, Uddhava left for Badrinath and Vidura followed him, and Haridwar comes on the way to Badrinath. So up to after a few minutes, Uddhava was walking so fast that Vidura could not catch up with him, and eventually we see there that Uddhava walked so fast that Vidura eventually broke up that connection with him, and later on Vidura arrived in Haridwar and Uddhava arrived in Badrinath. So this message, what Vidura could not get from Uddhava, which Krishna wanted that it should stay in this world, and it is that message which Uddhava took to Narayana Ashram in Badrinath, which came later on in the Srimad Bhagavatam as the discussion between Krishna and Uddhava. That is the relationship. That means the 11th canto is that knowledge which Uddhava carried from Krishna to Narayana Ashram, which came through Narada Muni later on, through Vedavyas, Sri Shugan, and back into Srimad Bhagavatam again. It was Krishna's desire that this knowledge should stay in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So you can see a very interesting link there, that Vidura wanted to hear this from Uddhava, as he heard from Krishna. But Vidura heard everything from Maitreya Rishi later. After all, we know that Vidura is actually Yamadharmaraja. He is Dharmaraja himself who has come. And Vidura, who has actually accepted this body, is actually the sister of Yamuna River. Vidura, Yama and Yami. That's how they are called in the transcendental world. And they had to accept these bodies and they have come to this material world. The Yamuna River came to serve Krishna and Vidura had to come here due to a curse. So eventually you'll see there that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, this knowledge, what Krishna has instructed to Uddhava, appeared for the benefit of the human society purely on because of the request from Uddhava, that it has somehow ended up in the Srimad Bhagavatam as the 11th canto. And that is the instructions to Uddhava by Krishna. And that makes Srimad Bhagavatam as the direct instructions from like Srimad Bhagavad Gita, it is the instructions of Krishna. That's one. Secondly, in the Krishna consciousness movement, if you look carefully, we have four major books which Srila Prabhupada has given us to study. One, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamritam, and Nectar of Devotion. These are the four books, major books. Of course, there are so many other books also like Ishavanishad, Nectar of Instruction, and all that. But these four major books is what actually represents the Krishna consciousness movement. The complete philosophy is in there, and also the process of Bhakti Yoga discussed in detail. Now, if you keep these four books side by side and look at it very carefully, you will notice one thing very interesting there, that all the three books are dependent on Srimad Bhagavatam. They have come from Srimad Bhagavatam in one way or the other. For example, if you take the Nectar of Devotion, and if you read through Nectar of Devotion, you will notice there that every chapter of Nectar of Devotion is nothing but quotations from Srimad Bhagavatam and its expansions. So when Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, when they compiled the process of devotion service or Nectar of Devotion, the whole background which was in their heart or in the Goswami's mind, what was going through, was nothing but Srimad Bhagavatam. It is from the Srimad Bhagavatam Bhakti Yoga process in the third canto and the 11th canto, what the Goswamis have expanded and presented in this book as the Nectar of Devotion. So if you understand Srimad Bhagavatam, automatically the understanding of Nectar Devotion is there, because Nectar Devotion is nothing but the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, as it is called, is nothing but the Bhakti Yoga discussed in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the third canto as well as in the 11th canto. You can see even in the first 5 or 6 chapters, there is more than 50 verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam has been quoted. So in other words, Nectar Devotion is nothing but an expansion of the Srimad Bhagavatam's process of Bhakti Yoga. In a much more elaborative mood, it has been expressed by the Goswamis, Srila Prabhupada gave us in this book as Nectar Devotion. If you look into Chaitanya Charitamrita, the another literature, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has expressed, many, many verses in the Chaitanya Charitamritam has been taken directly from Srimad Bhagavatam. And you can see there that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Goswamis, Swarup Damodar, and even other great devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, constantly they were engaged in discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. But in other words, Chaitanya Charitamritam also has actually taken the whole messages or hold the Krishna consciousness philosophy from Srimad Bhagavatam has been expressed in a higher length in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So in other words, Chaitanya Charitamrita to a large extent has taken a lot of the messages from the Srimad Bhagavatam. If you look into Bhagavad Gita, Vedavyasa, it is Krishna's direct instructions to Arjuna to engage Arjuna in action. Arjuna, who was confused in the battlefield, who didn't know what next step she should do. And in that confused mind, confused mood, that Arjuna was instructed Bhagavad Gita. Krishna has instructed Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find Bhagavad Gita being referred to in the 9th canto. In the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna was more or less decided to, Srishavan says to Parikshit Maharaj, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, was preparing himself to leave this planet. And he looked at Bhagavad Gita, what he has instructed Arjuna, and then he thought himself that Bhagavad Gita is not complete because I spoke about, Krishna thought himself that in the Bhagavad Gita I spoke about the process of devotional service, Bhakti Yoga process. But that was not enough for the people who want to follow this process. Because in the battlefield, in that limited time, and the Krishna's desire was to bring Arjuna back into the war. A person who has refused to fight and who wanted to run away from his duty, Krishna engaged him to fight and to inspire Arjuna into action and keeping the whole world in the forefront. Krishna instructed Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. And through these instructions, one gets the understanding of the value of spiritual life and the desire to serve Krishna. That is why at the end you find Sarvadharman Varityajyam Mamekam Sharanam Raja Aham Tvam Sarvabhebhyo Mokshayishyami Mashuchaha. So there it says there that one has to give up all the occupational duties, all the other dharma, and surrender to Krishna. But that process of surrender is not very detailed discussed in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna kept that while instructing to Uddhava in the process of Bhakti Yoga. And that's why it says, Prachodhavaya Paramam Samagal Sudhamam. That this ultimate knowledge of Bhakti Yoga or instructions of the process of devotional service, Krishna instructed Uddhava. So in other words, Srimad Bhagavatam is the process or is the origin of all the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. All other literature is centered around Srimad Bhagavatam. And one who studies Srimad Bhagavatam will always understand most of the other literature automatically. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is not dependent on anything else. It is the pure, sublime message from Vedavyasa Maharshi, who actually even wrote down Bhagavad Gita. So, knowing very well, Vedavyasa Maharshi presented through Sri Shukin to Parikshit Maharaj this Srimad Bhagavatam. And on from the Srimad Bhagavatam, all the other literature has come into at different times. So all the literature are dependent on Srimad Bhagavatam, whereas Srimad Bhagavatam is totally independent. It is pure bhakti, jnana, vairagyam, devotion, renunciation and knowledge, as Sri Vedavyasa Maharshi mentioned in the beginning, that it is that message that is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Third thing, that compared to all other processes of spiritual life, Srimad Bhagavatam has something more interesting to offer. Like if you look at the nine processes, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. These are the nine processes mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam as the processes of devotional service. So out of these nine processes of devotional service, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, automatically one is in a position to manage three of them at the same time. You can see that by your own experience, that if one is seriously listening to Srimad Bhagavatam, Shravanam, Kirtanam and Smaranam, three things can happen same time in one's own spiritual life. That is the benefit of the Srimad Bhagavatam. No other processes is capable of delivering this three things at the same time, Shravanam, Kathanam or Kirtanam and Smaranam. All three things happens at the same time in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam is particularly so valuable. In other words, without the help of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is very difficult to engage the mind in the service of Krishna. So this Srimad Bhagavatam, when we were talking about in the last Sunday, that Kardama Prajapati and Devahudi Devi, they were married, and before the marriage, Kardama Prajapati's prayers to Krishna, and Krishna arrived on the scene. It says in the Bhagavatam, Garudo Barikala Mekha Kamram, Vilasal Keli Saroja Pani Palpam, Asido Lesidananam Vipo, Vaburavish Kurusheesma Kardamayam. Kardama Prajapati's relationship with Krishna, Garudo Barikala Mekha Kamram, Vilasal Keli Saroja Pani Padmam, Asido Lesidananam Vipo, Vaburavish Kurusheesma Kardamayam. That when Krishna decided to come and see Kardama Prajapati, Krishna climbed on the Garuda, on the bird, and came over, Krishna's vehicle, and came over to see Kardama Prajapati. when he came there, Vilasalkeli Sarojapaja Pani Bhatnam, that Krishna's form, in the four-handed form, he came there, as Narayana's form, as it says in the Bhagavatam, when he came there, all the four hands has conch, disc, lotus flower, and club. These are the four things in four hands. But particularly, the interesting thing here is, it is mentioned only about the lotus flower. Why is it that only the lotus flower was mentioned? Garidoparikalamekhagamram vilasalkeli saroja panibatmam. In the hand, Krishna was the Supreme Lord was carrying the lotus flower. Reason being that Kardava Prajapati was offering flowers here to Krishna. He was continuing his service to Krishna through what is known as the process known as archana, or the offering the flowers. And Krishna thought that while he is coming to visit somebody who is offering flowers to me, it is only appropriate that I take some flowers to help him in his offering. Generally, when such a worship is going on at places where, or in the where Srimad Bhagavatam is spoken, the normal procedure is the visitors who come to see or to attend to the program, they bring flowers with them. And when they bring flowers, it helps the process that constantly Krishna is offered, flowers are offered all the time at different, because when we read through Srimad Bhagavatam, we find so many different incarnations appearing at different times. Malsim, Kurmam, Varaham, Narsimham, Vamanam, all the different and Supreme Lord's appearance later on. So when all these things happen, Krishna has to be worshipped at the same time with flowers, with fruits, and also with sweets. So that is the normal procedure. So to do that, generally what happens is the visitors who come from to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, they bring along with them flowers also. And also if they knew that what particular incarnation of Krishna is appearing on that day, they will also bring different kinds of different kinds of offerings to Krishna. And it is not unusual that the people who have assembled, they are offered the prasadam after offering to Krishna. And generally, it is also possible that in many instances, many of these visitors who come to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, they prepare different things, different foodstuffs to be offered to Krishna or to Lord Ramchandra, as and when their appearance happens during the process of reading Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is generally done only with one intention, that the prasadam is distributed to the devotees who are present there at the time of the appearance. So that is a normal procedure. And it's only appropriate that Krishna thought when he was coming to visit Kardama Prajapati, he should bring flowers with him. And that is why it's mentioned there, Garido Parikala Mekha Kamram Vilasalkeli Saroja Pani Padmam Hasido Lasidananam Vibho Vapiravishkurute Sma Kardamaya. That apparently it so happened when Krishna saw Kardama Prajapati's body, actually he could not resist himself, and the tears started flowing from Kardama Prajapati's Krishna's eyes, and that formed what is known as the big lake known as Bindu Saras in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is Krishna's actually tears that has come from Krishna seeing Kardama Prajapati's austerities and penances that encouraged him to that Krishna could not bear that that a devotee who has surrendered to such an extent and who has spent 10,000 years of his lifetime in serving him, that moved Krishna's heart so much that eventually tears came from him, which formed Bindu Saras. So you will find here that Kardama Prajapati's time with Devahuti Devi continued, and eventually Devahuti Devi had 9 girls who were born from Kardama Prajapati. So it was then that the question came up that whom we should marry these girls to. So automatically Devahuti Devi was very much concerned, and Kardama Prajapati was preparing himself to take sannyas and to leave home to go to the forest, because that was the agreement. And then Devahuti Devi reminded Kardama Prajapati that if you leave at this stage, what shall I do with these young girls? Whom should I marry them, these 9 girls? And then secondly, the next question came up that even if I get them married and hand them over to their husbands, who is going to look after me? So it was then that Karna Prajapati's mind, the thought came that when he had spoken about this with Krishna, eventually the first time when he appeared, Krishna has told him that you should get married and you will have children and eventually Saha aham swam shagalaya tudvi iriena maha muni, that I myself will appear as your son. Saha aham swam shagalaya tudvi iriena maha muni, that I will appear myself and be as your son, and I will preach the process of Bhakti Yoga to the devotees or to my mother, Devahuti Devi, at that time. So all these things, because over a long period of time, these 10,000 years of penances and austerities, Karna Prajapati has forgotten these words from Krishna, and now it suddenly came back to him, and he agreed that he will stay home, because he had this commitment to Krishna, that when he is going to come down as his son, he has to look after him as his son who is going to appear later. So it was then that these 9 girls were to be married. According to Brahma's arrangement, the 9 sages were sent here with a request to be married to them. We'll see in the Srimad Bhagavatam their names are mentioned. Mariji, Atri, Angiras, Pulastin, Pulahan, Kratu, Bhrigu, Vasishtan, and Athakyadi. There were 9 of them, 9 sages who were sent here. And to these 9 personalities, these 9 girls were married. And all these daughters of Devahuti Devi, they were not ordinary personalities. If you start talking about their glories, all the glories of the daughters of Devahuti Devi, Atri, for example, Atri married Anasuya. Vasishtha married Arundhati. It's in the Bhagavatam. Vasishtha married Arundhati. Atri married Anasuya. Similarly, all the other sages married each other. This Anasuya, she was so powerful, exactly like her name, free from all envy. Anasuya means free from envy. And she was such a great personality that at one time, all the 3 the Trinity, for example, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, they had to become her children at one stage. They had to become her children. The incident happened like this, that the story, it happens in the so early days that in the, but the this is a very well-known story of Atri and Anasuya. Atri and Anasuya, they were performing penances in the Himalayas. And the Supreme Lord appeared and asked them what they are looking for. So they requested that they should come, they should become their children. And it was at that time they were requested to go far south to the Cape Comorin, or Kanyakumari as it's called today, and they should perform. There is a place known as Jnanaranyam at that stage. Atri and Anasuya travelled from Himalayas all the way to Kanyakumari, and there they were performing these penances in this place called Jnanaranyam. This is an incident that happens in the Krita Yugam. So you can imagine it runs into probably millions of years. And it so happened at that time that Atri Maharshi and Anasuya Devi, who were performing these penances together, Atri Maharshi had to go to Brahmaloka. He was invited by Lord Brahma to come to Brahmaloka once. And when he went to Brahmaloka, it so happened that these 3 personalities, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, they decided to come and check the devotion of Anasuya Devi, Anasuya's power. They came to find out how powerful Anasuya is. And with that intention they came here when Atri Maharshi was away in the Brahmaloka. So that time, Atri Maharshi, while leaving, told Anasuya Devi that you are going to be alone here, but for your protection, I will do the following. He washed his own feet and handed over some water to Anasuya and told her that if you have any difficulty, use this water properly. Anasuya Devi kept that and she continued her life there. Atri Maharshi was away from there for quite a while when he went to Brahmaloka. So at that instance, when these 3 personalities, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva arrived there, and they came in the form of old brahmanas. They took the guise of the dress of an old brahmanas, looking for some bhiksha or another for food. They came there. Anasuya Devi received them very nicely and asked them to bathe in the river and came come to accept the food. So the vaitran came to accept the food. When they sat down, they put a very, very unusual request to Anasuya Devi. And Anasuya Devi did not know what to do at that point. And it is mentioned there that the this story is in the other Puranas. It's not mentioned in the Bhagavad exactly. This only talks about that marriage of Anasuya Devi to Atri Maharshi, the sage Atri. And Anasuya Devi was asked by these three older brahmanas that the food should be served to them by Anasuya Devi without any clothes on, fully naked. And these old brahmanas put this request to her in a very unusual way to her. And Anasuya Devi for a minute was totally perplexed hearing this, because it's the first time somebody asking for a request like that. Anasuya Devi thought for a while. Suddenly it occurred to her mind that Atri Maharshi, when he left the ashram, he has left this water washing his feet. Anasuya Devi took that water and sprinkled on all these three, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. And immediately they changed their bodies and they became almost 6 months old, all three of them. They were lying there, three babies who were lying there. They were almost 6 months old. Anasuya Devi took them and fed them breast milk nicely to all three of them. So all three of these personalities, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, all three of them had to become Anasuya's children. And after that they didn't know what to do, because they are in this form now. They cannot come out of it. And it was then that their consorts in the Vaikunda and Kailas and in Brahmaloka, they started getting worried. They were not back yet. So both Lakshmi Devi, Saraswati and Sri Parvati, they started getting worried about it, that their husbands have taken this form, they can't come back now. So all of them approached Atri Maharshi at that time. And Atri Maharshi had to return from Brahmaloka to Anasuya Devi again. And after coming back, Atri Maharshi again washed his feet and sprinkled on them and chanted the certain mantras and brought them back to their original form. And this is the story. So, and this is that place where this has happened, is the place known as Shuchindram. And that is the place where this incident happened. And there is a very, very large temple built there for these three deities, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. From then on, that temple has been existing. So it's such an old incident that has happened from then. So anyway, this is the greatness of the daughters of Devahuti Devi. That is what I was trying to say. That they didn't lack anything. Spiritually, they were as powerful as their mother was. And like Devahuti Devi, we heard in the last time that how Devahuti Devi performed her penances and how powerful she was in her spiritual life. Exactly the same qualities came to the daughters also. And they were not ordinary personalities. So that was Anasuya. Similarly about Arundhati, there is so many stories how Sage Vasishtha, who was a priest in the palace of King Dasharatha, and all through the time of Lord Ramchandra's time in Ayodhya, Vasishtha performed all the, looked after the Ayodhya so nicely that Vasishtha had compiled so many literature on so many aspects of the spiritual life. And this Vasishtha, who had his wife as Arundhati, she has performed such austerities and penances. Vasishtha was so pleased with Arundhati. And so like this, there are so many glories mentioned about the daughters of Devahuti Devi and Kardama Pujavali. So here, what happens is, that after the marriage of the after the marriage of all the nine daughters, then it was come to the notice of the Kardama Prajapati that Devahuti Devi's last desire is to have a son. So now they knew that Krishna is going to appear as their son, and this appearance they were waiting very eagerly. And eventually, it says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Yajne Agnirivadaruni, that exactly while performing sacrifices, they rub the arani, it's a type of wood which they rub each other to generate fire. It is from that fire they ignite the sacrificial fire. So that is the process. This arani wood has to be, you cannot use matchsticks or kerosene or gas or anything in the sacrifices. It has to go through this process of arani wood. So that arani, agnirivada arani, exactly like that, from the firewood, the Supreme Lord has appeared as Kapila Vasudev, from Devahuti Devi he appeared. So after Kapila Muni has appeared, or Kapila has appeared, that you will find there in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is this mention that the one day Kartava Prajapati came to realize that the time has come now for me to leave home and go to the forest. That was his desire. So before going to the forest, because that was the understanding that as soon as the son is born, that he should go take sannyas and go to the forest. So this is what was the plan. But there is a problem here now. What is the problem? Problem is that the original understanding was that Kartava Prajapati will take sannyas and go to forest. And Kapila Vasudev will look after Devahuti Devi. This was the agreement. What does sannyasam mean? Sannyasam means basically sarvam nyasam. Sarvam nyasam means to give up everything to get Krishna. That is what is sannyasam means. That you are giving up everything in this world and attach yourself to Krishna. This is what sannyasam means. So the crisis or the dilemma what Kartava Prajapati had was that I'm taking sannyasam and I'm going to the forest looking for the Supreme Lord. But Supreme Lord has appeared as my own son here now at home. So what should I do now? Should I leave? That means I'm taking sannyas to find Supreme Lord. And in that process I am giving up Supreme Lord himself here at home, whose association I have. Supreme Lord has appeared in my house as Kapila Vasudev, which was known to Kardama Prajapati, because when Krishna spoke to him, ultimately he said, Sahaham Swam Shagalaya Tadvirena Mahamune, that Mahamune, O great sage, I myself will come as your son. And he has come. And now, what is the point in taking sannyasam, going to the forest, searching for Krishna, who has already appeared at home as his own son? So this dilemma was in Kardama Prajapati's mind all the time. And he was confused. He automatically, this has become an issue. So eventually one day, he went and paid his obeisances to his own son. That means on understanding that he is the Supreme Lord. On that way he surrendered to him. On the other hand, he started talking to him like his own child. That in that way he approached in both ways. And then he approached Kapila Vasudev and told him about his dilemma, about his crisis in his mind, what he should do, whether he should take sannyas and go away or should he stay home. This was his question. It was then that Kapila Vasudev explains there to Kartava Prajapati that what he should do. He said to his father that you should take sannyas and leave home now. The reason being, if you stay home and sometime during the future, if not today, some other time in the future, if by any reason any type of material desire develops in your heart or in the heart of Devahuti Devi, if that happens, then the purpose is completely defeated. So he insisted, Kapila Vasudev insisted that Kartava Prajapati should take sannyas and leave home. This was the instruction given by Kapila Vasudev to Kartava Prajapati. And he also said to Kartava Prajapati, as far as Devahuti Devi is concerned, I am here to look after her needs. And happily the son sends a father to take sannyas and leave home. So eventually Kartava Prajapati took sannyas, left home, went to the forest and engaged himself in the penances and austerities in the forest, and eventually went back to the spiritual world. That is the end of Kartava Prajapati's penances. But then what happened was that Devahuti Devi was now relieved from all responsibilities. And although she was relieved from all the responsibilities, she was not at peace with her own life. She was going through a lot of questions in her mind. What am I supposed to do now? For a very, very long time, she had a very nice householder life. She was engaged in a happy householder situation. And her husband, Kartava Prajapati, has provided her everything what she wanted. She had a happy time, a sense gratification. And all that is over now. And now she has come to that stage in life where she was preparing herself for the next stage in life. So she was in a mood of inquiry at that time what she should do. So Kapila Vasudev was observing her mind all the time at home. He was always thinking, I should instruct Devahuti Devi. Devahuti Devi, I should instruct Devahuti Devi about the processes of Bhakti Yoga on Sankhya Yoga. This was in his mind for a long time, but he never did that. Why did he not do that? The reason being that there is a stage in life when one is ready to receive spiritual knowledge. Normally it is like that the it is difficult to develop that spiritual desire or the desire to develop spiritual knowledge in one's heart so easily. And there is a certain degree of renunciation and detachment required from this material world to develop that attachment to Krishna. So majority of the cases, it so happens that because of their attachment to sense gratification, an attachment to householder life, an attachment to activities of this world, that they may not be prepared themselves to listen to the transcendental knowledge or the instructions from the... Even Krishna is thinking like that. So what to speak about the ordinary preachers of this world? That if Krishna himself feels that if somebody, when he is not ready, it is no point in giving instructions to them about spiritual matters. It's exactly the same thing happened in the battlefield of Kurukshetra also. Arjuna was not prepared for these instructions before. Only when he was thrown into or plunged into a situation, this crisis developed in his heart, what I should do now. So only when we come to that point, what shall I do now in life? Only then this spiritual knowledge will be acceptable to that person. As long as everything is going on wonderfully in this world, spiritual knowledge will take a second place. Spiritual knowledge is no value at that time because material life is so glorifying that it engages the person's mind. In other words, Maya Devi keeps the person extremely busy at that time. So exactly what happened to Arjuna, it was not different in the case of Devahuti Devi also. Kardama Prajapati has left home, so married life is more or less over. Children has all gone away. Now, generally what happens is, the old man is looking for grandchildren to come then, so he can spend some time with the grandchildren. That's the modern system. But that was not the system in the Vedic time. After the marriage and the household life is over, one day one has to write it off and go from everything. But so it so happened that Devahuti Devi, who was supposed to receive these instructions from Kapila Vasudev, was actually not ready for the instruction. So Kapila Vasudev waited. He said, let the time has not come yet. Let me wait and see how things develop in my mother's heart. And when Devahuti Devi was thinking like this, she was a bit completely depressed with the situation because she was, naturally when you get the old age, the body starts withering away and you're not getting the same happiness from the body what you used to have when you were in your younger days, when you enjoyed all the heavenly planets in the aeroplane provided from the Vaikuntha Loka, traveling nicely with Kardama Prajapati. All that flights are finished now. So you're sitting here and fully in a depressed mood. And Devahuti Devi was thinking, what has actually caused this situation for me? Just like if you in the winter time, if you come, a visitor come home, and if you offer him a very nice glass of water, cold water, how much he will welcome that? He would not be very pleased to have it. On the other hand, if you give him a hot drink, he will appreciate that because in the cold freezing weather, that's what he needs. Similarly, here also, the mind has to have that desire for spiritual life. When the desire is not there, no matter what amount of preaching you are doing to him, it will just go through one and go through the other. So that's what happens to most of the cases. So Devahuti Devi at one point came to the realization that I had been living like this for such a long time. And my husband, he has already left and gone away, and he has gone back probably to the spiritual world. But as far as I am concerned, what is my future? These thoughts came to her. And she also started thinking that for such a long time, I have been trying to satisfy my senses. This is what I have been doing last so many days there, over 1,000 years or so, they spend this time in these heavenly planets. And all these 1,000 years of sense gratification, at the end of it, all that has happened now is that I am still desiring for more sense gratification. So when is this going to come to an end? This thought came to Devahuti Devi. And it was when this thought occurred in her mind that one day Devahuti Devi went up to Kapila Vasudev and paid her obeisances and told him about her state of mind. She revealed herself to Kapila Vasudev. She told him, although as her son, she told him. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, while discussing this point, she has put some questions to Kapila Vasudev, the mother. You can see, never once in the history, you will never find a mother who has asked these questions. And it will be very doubtful whether in the future this will happen. The kind of questions what Devahuti Devi has asked Kapila Vasudev, that so intelligent questions what she has asked. Narvinna nidaram bhuman asadindriya tarshanal yena sambhavyamanena prapannantham tama prabho. This was the one verse in which she summarized her whole state of mind into it. Narvinna nidaram bhuman asadindriya tarshanal. Devahuti Devi said to Kapila Vasudev that, my dear son, I have spent all my life in doing only one thing, gratifying my senses, nothing else. This is what I have done, she said. After the marriage, for some time, she was busy with Kardama Prajapati in helping him in spiritual life. But as soon as the household life started seriously, the whole lifestyle changed. Kardama Prajapati became very beautiful, and the Devahuti Devi were also very beautiful, and they were engaged in sense gratification to a very large degree. That's what she said. Nurvinna nidaram bhuman asad indriya darshanal. That indriyam, these different indriyas, what I have, is so difficult to control them, and it never seems to get satisfied. Actually, you will notice here that in those days, if you have mentioned about indriyam or senses, it was very easily understood by everybody. But today it is a bit difficult, because if you say to somebody indriyam or senses, then they will ask, what are they? That is the question. First question will come out. What are these things called senses? So you have to explain that also, because these senses, according to the Shastra, it is, we have 5 senses of knowledge and 5 senses of action. Or in other words, 5 of them are known as karmendriyam and 5 of them are known as jnanendriyam. So it is these through senses that we continuously receive knowledge and we engage our mind and the body in different activities. That is the 5 senses. The 5 senses are 5 senses of knowledge and 5 senses of action. The 5 senses of knowledge, namely, we receive knowledge through the eyes, through the ears, through the nose, and through the mouth and the skin. All these are senses present there, and these senses accept the different experiences in this world come to us through these 5 senses. Similarly, 5 senses of action also. So they are known as Jnanendriyam and Karmendriyam. So out of these 5 senses, I have been satisfying them, all these senses, continuously. This is all what I have done in my life. Nirvinna nidaram bhuman asad indriya darshanal yena sambhavyamanena prapannantham tama prabho. That now a stage has come in my life, Devahuti Devi said to Kapila Vasudev, that any amount of effort from my side to please them never seems to materialize. In other words, they never seems to get satisfied. Only when she spoke these words, Kapila Vasudev understood that she has come to the real platform of vairagyam or renunciation to receive the transcendental knowledge. So that is the process of receiving the transcendental knowledge. A certain degree of detachment from this material world and also from sense gratification is necessary. And it is here that you find that Devahuti Devi is expressing his heart. Nirvinna nidaram bhuman asad indriya tarshanal yena sambhavyamanena prapannantham tama prabho. All I can find is nothing but darkness. That is how Devahuti says, Vaihuri says to her son that all I can find now is nothing but darkness in front of me, ahead of me. So Vaihuri Devi is this particular condition, is the condition of most of the people in this world. When we try to satisfy our senses, a stage comes in life that sense gratification is not possible anymore with this material body, nor if we find any more happiness coming from sense gratification, that stage will happen. So in that mood, Vaihuri Devi approached Kapila Vasudev, and in return to that, Kapila Vasudev continues the instructions in the next chapters. Since we are behind with reading Srimad Bhagavatam, I thought it's necessary we first read those few chapters and then we'll come back to it again. We read from the third canto, chapter 20. Shri Shauna Govajam Mahim Pradishta Madhyasya Saude Swayambhu Manum Kanyam Nudishta Dwarani Margaya Varajanmanam Kshatta Mahabhagavadam Krishna Segandiga Suhral Yastatya Jagrajam Krishne Sapatya Makhavanidim Dvaibayanadanavaro Mahitve Tasya Dehaja Sarvalpanashada Krishnam Talparam Chapyanuvradaha Kimanya Prichan Maitreyam Viraja Tirtha Sevaya Ubagamya Kushavartam Asinam Tattvavittamam Tayo Samvadado Suda Pravartahyamalakathaha Abho Gangamivahagni Hare Padambujashrayaha Tana Kirtaya Badramde Kirtanyodara Karmana Rasatnya Konu Trupeda Harilila Mrudam Piban Eva Mugrashrava Prishta Krishabir Naimishayane Bhagavat Tarpida Dhyatmastana Hashruyadamidi Shri Suda Vajam Hare Erdrada Kroda Dano Swamayam Nishamya Gorudharanam Rasadalal Leelam Hiranyakshama Vajaya Hadam Samjada Harsho Munimaha Bharadaha Shri Vidra Vajam Prajavadi Vadi Srishtva Prajasarge Prajavadin Kimarapadami Brahman Prabrohyat Vyaktamagra Margavil Emarichyadayo Vipra Yastu Swayam Bhuomanyum Tevai Brahmanamadeshal Kadame Tadabhavayan Sadvidiya Kimasrajan Sudandra Mudakarmasu Ahosvil Samhada Sarvam Idam Samagalpayan Shri Maitreya Vajam Devena Durvidarkena Parena Nimishenajam Jadakshobal Bhagavado Mahanasil Gunatrayal Raja Pradhana and Maharastri Lengo Deva Jodidal Jada Sasar Javudadar Vedadi Nivanjasha Tani Jayega Shastrashtum Asamartani Baudigam Samhatya Deva Yogena Haimamandamavastrajan Soshayishto Abdisalile Andagosho Niral Maga Sagram Vaivarshasahasram Anuval Sil Tamishwara Tasyana Vera Bulpatmam Sahasar Kurudhi Dhidi Sarva Jivani Gayavo Yatra Saimahul Swaral Sunivishto Bhagavada Yashede Salila Shay Loka Samstam Yadha Apurvam Narmame Samstaya Swayam Sasarja Chayaya Vidyam Panjavarvana Magrada Tamisram Andhadamisram Tamo Moho Mahatamam Visasarjal Panakayam Naminandam Samomayam Jagrahu Yaksharakshamsi Yatrim Shutral Samul Bhavam Sutrabhyam Upasrishtaste Tam Jadduma Abidudhruvum Ma Rakshadainam Jakshadvam Ityujo Shutradardidaha Devastanaha Samvigno Ma Mam Jakshadrakshada Ahome Yaksharakshamsi Prajayuyam Bhabhuvida Devada Prabhayaya Divya Divyan Pramukhado Srijal Te Ahashur Devayendo Visrishtam Tam Prabhamaha Devo Devan Changanada Srajadesmadi Loluban Ta enam lolubadaya maithunaya bibedire Tadohasan sabagavan asureir niravatravai Anyuyamanastarasa krudho bhitavarabadal Sa upavrajavaradam prabannartiharam shadharim Anugrahaya bhaktanam anirubalpadarshanam Pahimam paramalpamste preshenanam Srajam prajaha ta imaya vidambhava upakramandimam prabho Tvameva kila lokanam klishtanam kleshanashanam Tvameva kleshasteshaam anasannapadam tavam Sobadhaidya asya karpanyam ivikta-dhyalpadarshanam Vimunjalpadanim khoram ityukto vimumochaham Tam konacharanam bhojam madavihvalalochanam kanji kalapa vilasat dugulachannarodhasam anyonyashleshayottungam nirandaravayodharam sunasam sudvijam snigdam hasalilavalokanam guhandim ridayalpanam neelalagavirudhinim upalabhya asuradharme sarve sammohostriya aho rupam aho dhairyam aho masya namam vayam madhye kamayamananam agam eva visarpadim Vidarkayando Bahudam, Tam Sandhyam Pramadakradim, Abhisambhavyam Shambhal Parya Prachan, Kametasa Kumetasam, Kasigasya Sirambhuru, Kovartas Tetrabhavini, Rubadravana Bandina, Dubagad Novi Parasim, Yavaka Jitumabale, Drishtya Sandarshanam Dava, Ulsuno Chisha Ulsuno Shichamanam, Kanduga Kredayamanaha, Negatade Jaidishalini Padabatam, Nandhyam Hukaragalena Padat Padangam, Madhyam Shidadi Brahal Sanevare Vidam Shandeva Rishiramala Sushika Samoha Idisayan the name Sandhyam Asura Pramadayadim Prabhayandim Jagahu Matva Modadestriam Prahasibava Gambiram Jigrandhyalpanam Alpana Kandya Sasarjavagavan Gandharva Sarasam Ganan Visasarjadanim Tamvai Jodilsnam Kandimadim Priyam Ta Eva Chadadu Pritya Vishwa Vasupurogamam Srishtva Buddha Vishajamsha, Bhagavan Alpadandrina, Digvasa Somuktakeshan, Vishya, Chamilayadrishaum, Jagrahu Tadvisa Srishtam, Tam Jantanakyam Tanim Prabho, Nidra Vindriya Vikledo, Yaya Bodesha Drishade, Yeno Chishtan Tarshayadi, Tamin Madam Prajakshade, Urjaswandam Manyamanam, Alpmanam Bhagavanaja, Sadhyan Ganan, Pitraganan, Parochena, Sajat Prabhu, Ta Almasargam Tam Kayam Pidare Pradibedire Sadhye Bhyascha Pidra Bhyascha Kavayo Yadyudanvadeem Siddhan Vidyadharam Shaiva Tirodhanena Sostrajal Tebhyo Dadatam Almanam Andardhana Kimalbhudam Sakinaran Kimpurushan Pratyalpmena Sajat Prabhu Manayan Almana Almanam Alma Bhasam Vilogayan Tedu Dajagrahu Rubam Tektam Yalparameshtinam Miduni Bhuyagayandam Stame Voshasigarmabhi Dehena Vaibhogavada, Shayano Bahujindaya, Sarge Nubajide Krodha, Ulsasar Jahadadvabu, Yehi and Namudakesha, Hayastenga Jetmire, Sarpa Prasarpada Krura, Naga, Bhogoru Kandara Sa Altmanam Manyamanam, Kradagratami Altmabu, Tadamanun Sasarjande, Manasa, Logabavanan, Tedbisotisal Suyam Puram. Purusha Malpavan, Tan Drishtwa, Yepura Srishta, Prasasham, So Prajabadim Aho made a Jagas Rashta, Sugardam Badade Kradam, Pradeshida, Kriya Yasmin, Sagaman Namadamahi, Tabasa Vidya Yukto, Yogena Susamadhina, Krishi Nurshir Krishi, Gesham Sasarja, Vimada Prajam, Tebisha Yega Shaksasya, Dehasyam Shamada Adajam, Yatil Samadhi, O Gardil Tabo Vidya, Viraktimal. Iti Srimad Bhagavati Mahabrani Tandiya Skandi Vimshodhyayam Shri Vidravaja Swayambhu Asya Jamanur Vamsha Paramasammada Kathyadam Bhagavan Yatra Maithuni Aidhire Prajaha Priyabrado Tanavado Sudha Swayambhu Asya Vai Yathadaram Jugubadu Sapta Dibavadi Mahim Tasya Vaiduhida Brahman Devahudi Divishwada Patni Prajabade Yukta Kardama Sitoyanaka Tasyam Savai Mahayogi Yuktayam Yoga Lakshani Sasarja Kadida Viriam Tanmi Shishosha Vivada Vijaryo Bhagavan Brahman Dakshova Brahmanasuda Yatha Sasarja Burani Labdhua Bhariam Chamanavim Shri Maitreya Vajam Prajasra Jedi Bhagavan Kardamo Brahmanodida Saraswatyandava Steve Sahasranam Samadasham Tada Samadhi Uktena Kriya Yogena Kardama Samprabede Harim Bhaktiam Pravanavarada Shusham Taval Prasanno Bhagavan Pushkarakshakrade Yuge Darshaya Masadam Kshatashabdam Brahmatadadhubhum Sadam Virajamarkavam Siddhabalmod Palasrajam Snigdham Ilalagam Vradavaktrabdham Virajambaram Kridinam Kundalyam Shangajakragadadharam Shedolpala Kridanagam Manasparshas Midekshanam Vinyastajaranam Bhojam Amsadeshe Gurulpmada Drishtuakhevastidam Vakshashriyam Kaustubagandharam Jada Harshovala Mutra, Chidolabdhamanurada, Girbisto Bhinal, Predisobhavalma, Kradanjali, Shiruvajam, Jushtambada Dhyagila Satwarashi, Sam Siddhyamashno, Savadarshanam, Yadarshanam, Janmaviri, Desadbi, Asha Sade, Yoginuruda Yoga, Emayade, Hatameda Sastal,
പാദാരവിന്ദം വസിന്ധു ബോധം ഉപാസദേകാമരവായ തേഷാം ആശീഷ രാസീഷകാമാനിരയേവിയസ്യം തഥാ സജാഹം പരിവോധുകാമം സമാനശീലം ഗൃഹമേതദേനും ഉപേയുവാൻ മൂലമശേഷമൂലം ദുരാശയക്കാമതുമാഖാംഗ്രിവസ്യം പ്രജാപതയസ്തേവസാദീശനന്യം ലോകക്കിലായം കാമഹതോ നിബദ്ധ അഹം ച ലോകാനുഗതോ വഹാമി ബലിഞ്ജശുക്ലാം നിമിഷായ തുഭ്യം ലോകാംശ്ച ലോകാനുഗതാൻ പശൂംശ്ച ഹിത്വാശ്രിതാസ്തേ ചരണാദവത്രം പരസ്പരം തദ്ഗുണവാദസീതു പീയൂഷനിര്യാവിതദേഹധർമാഃ നദീജരാക്ഷം പ്രമിരായുരേഷാം ത്രയോദശാരം ദ്വിശതം ഷഷ്ടിപർവ ഷണ്ണേമ്യനന്ദച്ചതിയത്രിണാഭി കരാളസ്രോതോ ജഗദാച്ഛിദ്യതാവൽ ഏകസ്വയം സജ്ജഗതസ്യ സൃക്ഷയാ ദ്വിതീയയാത്മന്നധിയോഗമായയാം ശ്രിതസ്യതപ്പാസി പുനർഗ്രസിഷ്യസേ യഥോർണനാഭിർഭഗവാൻ സുശക്തിവീം നൈതൽഭദാദീശവദന്തവേപ്സിതം യന്മായയാനസ്തനുഷേ ഭൂതസൂക്ഷ്മം അനുഗ്രഹായാസ്തു വിമഹിമായയാം ലസത്തുളസ്യാം തനുവാവിലക്ഷിതാഃ തം ത്വാനുഭോത്യോപരതക്രിയാർത്ഥം സ്വമായയാവർത്തിത ലോകാന്തരം നമാമ്യഭീഷ്ണം നമനീയവാദം സരോജമൽപീയസി കാമവർഷം ശ്രീ മൈത്രേയോവാചാം ഇത്യവ്യലൈകം പ്രണുതോബ്ജനാഭം സമാഭഭാഷൈവ ജസാമൃതേന സുവർണവക്ഷോപരി രോചമാനം പ്രേമസ്മിതോദ്വീക്ഷണ വിഭ്രമദ്ഭ്രൂം ശ്രീഭഗവാനുവാചാം വിദിത്വാ തവ ചൈത്യം മേ പുരൈവ സമയോചിതൽ യഥാർത്ഥമാത്മനിയമേ സ്വയൈവ അഹം സമർച്ചിതാം നവൈ ജാതുമൃഷൈവ സ്യാൽ പ്രജാദ്യക്ഷമദർഹണം ഭവദ്യുതേ ശതിരതാം മൈ സംവിദാത്മനാം പ്രജാപതിസുതസംരാ അനുർവിഖ്യാതമംഗള ബ്രഹ്മാവർത്തം യോധിവസൻ ശാസ്തി സപ്താർണവം മഹീം സചേഹ വിപ്രരാജർഷിർ മഹിഷ്യാശദരൂപയാം ആയാസ്തി ദൃക്ഷസ്വം പരശോ ധർമ്മഗോവിതാം അത്മജാമസിതാഭാംഗിം വയശീലഗുണാന്വിതം മൃഗയന്തീം പതിം ദാസ്യത് അനുരൂപായ ദേ പ്രഭോ സമാഹിതം ദേഹദയം യത്രേമാൻ പരിവത്സരാൻ സാത്വാം ബ്രഹ്മൻ നൃപവധു കാമമാശുഭജിഷ്യതീം യാദമാത്മഭൃതം വീര്യം നമഥാ പ്രസവിഷ്യതി വീര്യേ ത്വദീയേ ഹൃഷയ ആധാസ്യന്ത്യഞ്ജസാത്മനാം ത്വഞ്ച സമ്യഗനുഷ്ഠായ നിദേശം ഔഷത്തമ മൈ തീർത്തീകൃതാശേഷം ക്രിയാർത്ഥോ മാം പ്രബൽസ്യസേ കൃത്വാദയാം ജീവേഷു ദത്വാ ചാഭയമാത്മവാൻ മയ്യാത്മാനം സഹജകൽ ദ്രക്ഷ്യസ്യാത്മനിജാഭിമാം സഹാഹം സ്വാംശകലയ ത്വദ്വീര്യേണ മഹാമുനി തവ ക്ഷേത്രേ ദേവഹൂത്യാം പ്രണേഷ്യേ തത്വസംഹിതാം ശ്രീ മൈത്രേയോവാചാം ഏവം തമനുഭാഷ്യാത് ഭഗവാൻ പ്രത്യക്ഷജ ജഗാമ ബിന്ദുസരസ സരസ്വത്യാ പരിശ്രുതാൽ നിരീക്ഷതസ്തസേയാവശേഷം സിദ്ധേശ്വരാഭിഷ്ഠത സിദ്ധമാർഗം ആകർണയൻ പത്രരഥേന്ദ്രവക്ഷേ ഉച്ചാരിതം സ്തോമമുദീർണ സോമാം അത സംപ്രസ്ഥിതേ ശുക്ലേ കർദമോ ഭഗവാൻ ഋഷി ആസ്തേസ്മ ബിന്ദുസരസി തം കാലം പ്രതിപാലയൻ മനുസ്യന്തനമാസ്തായ ശാതകൗംഭ പരിച്ഛദം ആരോപ്യ സ്വാം ദുഹിതരം സഭാര്യ പര്യടൻ മഹീം തസ്മിൻ സുതന്വന്നഹനി ഭഗവാൻ യൽ സമാധിശൽ ഉപയാളാ ശമോദം മുനി ശാന്തം വ്രതസ്യതൽ യസ്മിൻ ഭഗവതോ നേത്രാജ്ഞപതന്നശ്രുബിന്ദവ കൃപയാ സംവരീതസ്യ പ്രപന്നേർപ്പിതയാ ഭൃശം തന്ദ്വൈ ബിന്ദുസരോ നാമം സരസ്വത്യാ പരിപ്ലദം പുണ്യം ശിവാമൃതജലം മഹർഷിഗണസേവിതം പുണ്യദ്രുമലതാജാലൈ കൂജൽ പുണ്യമൃഗദ്വിജൈ സർവർത്ഥുഫലപുഷ്പാഠ്യം വനരാജശ്രിയാൻവിതം മത്തദ്വിജഗനേർഘുഷ്ടം മത്തഭ്രമരവിഭ്രമം മത്തബർഹിനടാടോപമാഹ്വയൻ മത്തഗോകുലം കദംബജംബകാശോകം കമ്പകചംബകാശോകരഞ്ജബഹുളാസനി കുന്ദമന്ദാരഗടജൈ ചൂതബോധൈ അലംകൃതം കരണ്ടവൈ പ്ലവൈർഹംസൈ കുരരൈർജലകുക്കുടൈ സാരസൈശ്ചക്രവാകൈശ്ച ചകോരൈർവൽഗൂചിതം തഥൈവ ഹരണൈ ക്രോഡൈ സ്വാവിദ്ഗവേ കുഞ്ചനൈ ഗോപുച്ചൈർ ഹരിവീർമർക്കൈ നകുലൈർനാഭിവൃതം പ്രവിശ്യത തീർത്ഥവരം ആദിരാജസഹാത്മജ ദർശമനിമാസീനം തസ്മിൻ ഹുതഹുദാശനം വിദ്യോതമാനം വപുഷാ തപസ്സുഗ്രതയാഗുചാചിരം നാദീക്ഷാമം ഭഗവത് സ്നിഗ്ധാ ഭാംഗാവലോകനാൽ തദ്വാഹൃതാമൃതകലാം പീയൂഷശ്രവണേന ചാം പ്രാശം പത്മവലാശാക്ഷം ജടിലം ചീരവാസസം ഉപസംശ്രുത്യ മലിനം യഥാർഹണം സംസ്കൃതം അതോടജ ഉപായാദം നൃദേവം പ്രണതം പുര സപര്യയാപര്യഗ്രഹണാൽ പ്രതിനന്ദ്യാനുരൂപയാം ഗൃഹീതർഹണമാസീനം സംയതം പ്രണയൻ മുനി സ്മരൻ ഭഗവദാദേശമിത്യഹ ശ്ലേഷ്ണയാഗിരാം നൂനം ചക്രചംക്രമണം ദേവ സദാം സംരക്ഷണായതേ വധായ ച സദാം യസ്ത്വം ഹരേർ ശക്തിഹിവാലിനീ യോർക്കേന്ദ്രീന്ദ്രവായൂനാം യമധർമ്മ പ്രചേതസാം രൂപാണിസ്ഥാനമാധൽസേ തസ്മൈ ശുക്ലായതീ നമാം നയധാരഥമാസായ ജൈത്രം മണികണാർപ്പിതം വിസ്ഫൂർജ്ജച്ഛണ്ഡഗോ ദണ്ഡോ രഥേനത്ര സയന്നഖാൻ സ്വസൈന്യം ചരണക്ഷുണ്ണം വേവയൻ മണ്ഡലം ഭുവ വികർഷൻ ബൃഹദീം സേനാം പര്യടസ്യം ശുമാനിവ Tadaiva Sedava Sarve Varnasham Vibhandana Bhagavandrajita Rajan Vidhyeran Bhagadasvimi Atharmascha Samethede Lolubair Lolubair Vengushair Nrabi Shayane Toilovayam Dasyugrasto Vinakshani Athavi Prachetu Amira Yadatam Tomihagada Tadvayam Nurvili Gena Pradivadya Mahekhrada Srimad Bhagavati Mahabrani Tradiya Skandi Ekavim Shodhyayam Shri Maitrayavajam Eva Mavishkrita Shesham Gunakarmodayominim Savridam Ivadam Samradubaradam Uvachaha Shri Maniruvajam Brahma Asajal Sumukhado Yushman Alpabaripsayam Chandomaya Stavo Vidya Yoga Yuktanilambaran Taltranaya Asajasjasman Dosahal Sralsam Sal Sahasraval Pradayam Dasihi Brahma Chatramangam Prajakshade Ado Anyonim Alpmanam Brahma Chatram Jarakshada Chadismavayo Devasay Sadasadalpagam Tavasandarshana Deva Chinnami Sarvasamshaya Yelsoyam Bhagavan Pritya Dharma Mahari Dakshishom Dishtyami Bhagavan Dushto Durdarsho Yokadalpanam Dishtya Padarajas Prishtam Shishnami Bhavadashivam Dishtya Toyanishishtoham Kadashchanugraho Mahan Apavruday Karnarendra Dishtyoshadirgiram Sabhavandu Hidrasneham Parikrishtalpanumama Shrodumarhasivina Seshravidam Kupayamuni Priyam Pradotanavado Soseyam Duhidamama Anuchadivadim Yuktam Vaya Shila Gunadivi Yadadubhavada Shila Shudarupavayogunan Ashunno Narada Adesha Tayasil Kratanishayam Tal Pradichitija Gremam Shardayobahadam Maya Sarvalpanan Rupam Vekhamedishu Karmasu Udyadasahi Kamasya Pradivado Nashamsyade Abhinamukta Sangasya Kamarakta Sekimpunyam Ya Udyadamana Adrutya Kina Shamaviyachade Shriya Deta Desha Speedam Manascha Avajnayahadam Aham Tuashanubam Vidvan Vivahartam Samudyadam Adastam Bhagarvanam Pratam Pratigrihaname Shishiruvajam Vadamudhodukamoham Apramatta Jadavalpaya Avayonari Rubaso Vadyo Vaivahi Ovidim Kama Sabhuyam Naradeva Destasya Putre Samamna Ayavithau Pradida Kai Eva De Taneyam Nadriyeda Soeva Kandyam Shubadiva Shubhari Mivashriyam Yam Harmya Preshtim Konadangri Shobham Vikridadim Konduga Vihvalakshim Vishwa Vasur Nivadal Swadhimanam Dvilokya Samoha Vimutha Jedah Tam Parthayandim Lalana Lalamam Asevida Shri Charanaira Drishtam Valsam Manor Uchavalasusaram Konanyumanyeda Budhoviyadam Adobajishye Samayena Sadhvim Yavate Jobibriyad Alpanumi Adho Dharman Paramaham Samukhyan Shukla Proktan Bhumanye Vihimsran Yedo Bhava Vishumidam Vijitram Samstasya Deyatra Javava Dishtade Prajapadinam Padiresha Mahyam Param Pravanam Bhagavanananda Shri Maitrayuvajam Sau Granthanyunya Deva Bhavashe Asi Chadushti Maravindanavam Diyova Grikhran Smidasho Bhirena Mukhena Chedo Lidubhe Deva Hutyaha Sunyatvavasidam Mahishyaduhidaspudam Tasmai Gunagana Adhyayadadau Dulyam Prakarshidam Chadruva Mahara E. Paribarhan Mahadhanan Dambatyo Baridal Pritya Shavasa Barichadan Pratam Duhidaram Samral Sadrachayaka Davyatha Ubaguhyajabahubhyam Aulkan Dion Madhidashayam Asham Kumam Sadriham Unjan Bashpagalamuhu Asin Jadambaval Sedi Netro De Duhidarshikaha Amandradam Munivaramanutnyada Sahanuga Pradastera Damaruhya Sabhari Sobiram Nubam Ubayogrishi Gulyayam Sarasatya Surothasa Krishina Ubashandanam Pashyan Ashrama Sambadaha Tamayanam Avipretya Brahma Vartal Prajabadim Gita Samstudi Vaditrai Pratyaduyo Praharshidam Barhishmadi Namavuri Sarvasambal Samanidam Nyabadanyatra Romani Yatnyasyangam Ithunyudam Kushaka Shastamayavasan Sashwadharida Varchasa Krushayoye Parabhavyam Yatnyakan Yatnamijiri Kushaka Shamayam Barhi Astiri Bhagavan Manu Ayajed Yatnyavurusham Ladhu Astanam Yadobhuvam Barhishmadim Nama Vipuryam Nurvesha Samavasal Tasyam Pravishto Bhavanam Tabatraya Vinashanam Sabhari Saprayakaman Bhojanya Virodhada Sangiya Vanasal Kirti Sastri Bhi Suragayagai Pratishuesha Nibadhena Pradashranvan Hare Kathaha Nishnadam Yogamaya Asu Munim Swayambhu Ammanu Yada Abram Shaidam Bhoga Nashaygur Bhagavalparam Ayala Yamastasyasan Yamaswandara Yamana Shrunvadodhyayado Vishnu Kurvado Bhruvadakkadaha Saevam Swandaram Ninni Yugana Mega Saptadim Asudeva Prasangena Paribudhagaditrayam Shariya Manasadivya Vayaseya Jamanusha Bhaudikashchakatam Klesha Bhadande Harisamshayam Yaprishto Muni Vipraha ധർമ്മന്നാനാവിധാൻ ശുഭാൻ നൃണാം വർണ്ണാശ്രമാണാം ച സർവഭൂതഹിത സദാ ഏതത്തമാതിരാജസ്യ മനോശ്ചരിതമത്ഭുതം വർണ്ണിതം വർണ്ണീയസ്യ തദവത്യോദയം ശൃണു ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതീ മഹാപുരാണേ തൃതീയസ്കന്ധേ ദ്വാവിംശോധ്യായ ശ്രീമൈത്രയോവാചാം പിതൃഭ്യം പ്രസ്ഥിതേ സാധ്വീപതിമിംഗിത ഗോവിദ നിത്യം പരിചരൽ പ്രീത്യാ ഭവാനീവ ഭവം പ്രഭും വിശ്രംഭേണ ആത്മശൗചേന ഗൗരവേണ ദമേന ച ശുശ്രൂഷയാ സൗഹൃദേന വാച മധുരയാ ച ഭവം വിസൃജ്യ കാമം ദംഭം ച ദ്വേഷം ലോഭമഹം മദം അപ്രമത്തോദ്യത നിത്യം തേജീയാം സമദോഷയൽ സവൈദേവർഷിവര്യസ്തം അനവീം സമനുവ്രതം ദൈവാൽഗരീയസ പ്രത്യുരാശാസാനം മഹാശിഷാം കാലേന ഭൂയ സാക്ഷാമം കർഷിതാം വ്രതചര്യയ പ്രേമഗദ്ഗതയാ വാച പീഡിത കൃപയാ ബ്രവീൽ ശ്രീകർദ്ദമോവാചാം തുഷ്ടോഹമദ്യതവമാന വിമാനദായം ശുശ്രൂഷയാ പരമയാ പരയാ ച ഭക്ത്യാം യോ ദേഹിനാമയമതീവ സുഹൃൽ സ്വദേഹോ നാവേക്ഷിത സമുചിത ക്ഷവിതം മദർത്ഥേ യേമേ സ്വധർമ്മ നിരതസ്യ തപസ്സമാധി വിദ്യാത്മയോഗ വിജിതാ ഭഗവത് പ്രസാദം താനേവ ദേ മധുനുസേവനയാ വരുദ്ധൻ വൃഷ്ടിം പ്രവശ്യ വിതരാമ്യ വിതരാമ്യ ഭയാനശോകാൻ അന്യേ പുനർഭഗവതോ ഭ്രുവോ ദ്വിജിംഭ്ര വിഭ്രംശിതാർത്ഥരചനാഖ്യമുരുക്രമസ്യ സിദ്ധാസി ഭുംക്ഷ വിഭവാൻ നിജധർമ്മദോഹാൻ ദിവ്യാന്നരേ ദുരതികാൻ നൃപവിക്രിയാഭീ ഏവം ഭ്രുവാണമബലാഖിലയോഗമായ വിദ്യാവിചക്ഷണമവേക്ഷകഥാധിരാസീൽ സംപ്രശ്രയ പ്രണയ വിഹുലയാ ഗിരേഷൽ ക്രീഡാവലോക വിലസദ്ദസിദാനനാഹ ശ്രീദേവഹൂതിരുവാചാം രാദ്ധം വദദ്വിജോഷൈ ദൃശൈതമോഘയോഗം മായാധിവേ ത്വയി വിഭോ തദവേമി ഭർത്ത യസ്തേഭ്യതായി സമയസ്സകൃതംഗസംഗോ ഭൂയാൽ ഗരീയസി ഗുണപ്രസവസ്സദീനാം തത്രേതി കൃത്യമുപശിക്ഷയഥോപദേശം യേനേഷമേ കർഷിവോതിരി സംശയാത്മാ സിദ്ധ്യേതേ കൃതമനോമദർശിരായ ദീനസ്തദേശഭവനം ശംവിചക്ഷ്വാം ശ്രീമൈത്രയോവാചാം പ്രിയായ പ്രേമന്യച്ചൻ കൃതമോ യുഗമാസ്ഥിത വിമാനം കാമകം ക്ഷതസ്തർഹേ വാ വീരജീകരൽ സർവകാമദുഃഖം ദുഃഖം സർവകാമദുഃഖം ദിവ്യം സർവരത്ന സമന്വിതം സർവദ്യുപചയോ ദർക്കം മണിസ്തംഭൈരവസ്കൃതം ദിവ്യോപകരണോ വേദം സർവകാല സുഖാവഹം പട്ടികാവി പതാകാഭിർവിചിത്രാഭിരലംഗതം സഗ്ഭിർവിചിത്രമാല്യാഭിർ മഞ്ജുഷിഞ്ചൻഷടംഘ്രിഭി ദൂരക്ഷോമകൗശേയർ നാനാവസ്ത്രൈർവിരാജിതം ഉപരിപരിവിന്യസ്തം നിലയേഷു പൃഥക്പൃഥ ക്ഷിപ്തൈ കശുപി വിക്കാന്തം പര്യങ്കവചനാസനി തത്ര വിനിക്ഷിപ്തം നാനാശില്പോപശോഭിതം മഹാമരതകസ്ഥല്യാം ജുഷ്ടം വിദ്രുമവേദിവി ദ്വാസു വിദ്രുമദേഹല്യാം ഭാദം വജ്രകവാടവൽ ശിഖരേഷു ഇന്ദ്രനീലേഷു ഹേമകുംഭൈരതിശ്രിതം ചക്ഷുഷ്മൽ പത്മരാഗാഗ്രേ വജ്രഭിത്തിഷു നിർമ്മിതൈ ജുഷ്ടം വിചിത്രവൈതാനൈ മഹാഹൈ ഹേമതോരണൈ ഹംസപാരാവൃതവ്രാതൈ തത്ര നികൂചിതം കൃത്രിമാന്യമാനെ സ്വാ അതിരുഹ്യാ ഹ്യതിരുഹ്യജാം വിഹാരസ്ഥാന വിശ്രാമ സംവേശ പ്രാങ്കണാജിലൈ യഥോപദേശം ഹൃദയ വിസ്മാവന വിമാത്മന ഈതഗ്രഹം തൽപശ്യന്തിം നാദിപ്രീതേന ചേതസ സർവഭൂതാശയാഭിജ്ഞാ പ്രാവോചൽ കർദ്ദമ സ്വയം നിമജ്ജാസ്മിൻ ഹൃദയ ഭീരോ വിമാനമിതമാരുഹ ഇതം ശുക്ലകൃതം തീർത്ഥമാശിഷാം വ്യാപകം നൃണാം സാദൽ ഭർത്തുസമാദായ വജക്കുവലയേക്ഷണ സരജം ബിബ്രദീ വാസോ വേണി ഭൂതാംശ്ച മൂർധജാൻ അംഗം ച മലവംഗേന സംഛന്നം ശബലസ്തനം ആവിവേശ സരസ്വത്യാം സരശിവജലാശയം സാന്ദശരസി വേഷ്മസ്താം ശതാനി ദശകന്യക സർവ കിശോരവയസോ ദദർശോത്പലഗന്ധയാം താം ദൃഷ്ട്വാം സഹസോത്ഥായ പ്രോജ പ്രാഞ്ജലയ സ്ത്രീയ വയം കർമ്മഗരീ സ്തുഭ്യം ശാദിന കരവാമകിം സ്നാനേന താം മഹാർഹേണ സ്നാപയിത്വാ മനസ്വിനി ദൂലേ നിർമ്മലേ നൂത്നേതു ദുരസേചമാനതാം ഭൂഷണാനി പരാർത്ഥാനി വരീയാം സിദ്ധിമന്തിജ അന്നം സർവഗുണോ വേദം പാനം ചൈവാമൃതാസവം അഥാദർശേ സ്വമാത്മാനം സർഗ്വിണം വിരജാംബരം വിരജം കൃത സ്വസ്തേനം കന്യാഭിർബഹുമാനിതം സ്നാനം കൃതശരസ്നാനം സർവാഭരണഭൂഷിതം നിഷ്കഗ്രീവം വലയിനം കൂജൽ കാഞ്ചന നൂപുരം ശോണ്യോരധ്യസ്ഥയാ കാഞ്ച കാഞ്ചന്യാ ബഹുരത്നയ ഹാരേണ ച മഹാർഹേണ രുചകേ നിജഭൂഷിതം സുദദാ സുബ്രുവാശ്ലഷ്ണ സ്നിഗ്ധാഭാംഗേന ചക്ഷുഷ പത്മകോശസ്പൃഥ നീലൈ അളയൈശ്ചര സന്മുഖം യഥാ സുസ്മാരകൃഷഭം ഋഷീണാം ദൈതംബതിം തത്ര ജാസ്തേ സഹസ്രീവിർ യത്രാസ്തേ സപ്രജാപതി ഭർത്തുപുരസ്തദാത്മാനം സ്ത്രീസഹസ്രവതം തഥാ നിശാമ്യതദ്യോഗതിം സംശയം പ്രത്യപദ്യതാം സദാം കൃതമലസ്നാനം വിബ്രജന്തീമ പൂർവവൽ ആത്മനോ ബിബ്രതീം രൂപം സംവീത രുചിരസ്തനീം വിദ്യാധരീ സഹസ്രേണ സേവ്യമാനാം സുവാസസം ജാതഭാവോ വിമാനം തദാരോഹയതമിത്രഹൻ തസ്മിൻ നലുപ്തമഹിമാ പ്രിയയാനുരക്തോ വിദ്യാധരീ വിരുപജീർണവ പൂർവിമാനേ ബഭ്രാജമുൽക്കുചകമുദ്ഗണവാനവീച്ച സ്താരാഭിരാവത ഇവോർവതിർന്നഭസ്താം തേനാഷ്ടലോകവിഹാര ലോകപവിഹാരകുലാചലേന്ദ്രധ്രോണീഷു നംഗസഖമാരുത സൗഭഗാസു സിദ്ധേർന്നുദോ ധ്യതുനി പാദശിവസ്വനാസുരേമേ ചിരം ഘനതവല്ലല അവരൂധി വൈശ്രംഭകേ സുരസനെ നന്ദനേ പുഷ്പഭദ്രകേ മാനസേ ചൈത്രരഥേ സരേമേ രാമയാരദാം ഭ്രാജിഷ്ണുനാഭിമാനേന കാമകേന മഹീയസ വൈമാനികാനത്യശീല ചരം ലോകാന് യഥാനിലാം കിം ദുരാപാദനം തേഷാം പുംസാം ഉദ്ദാമചേതസാം ഏരാശ്രിതസ്തീർത്ഥപദശ്ചരണോ വ്യസനാത്തേയ പ്രക്ഷയിത്വാ ഭൂഗോളം പത്നേയാവാൻ സ്വസംസ്ഥയാം ബഹുവാശ്ചര്യ മഹായോഗി സ്വാശ്രമായി നിവർത്തതാം വിഭജനവധാത്മാനം മാനവീം സുരതോത്സുഖം രാമാം നിരമയൻ രേവേ വർഷഭൂഗാൻ മുഹൂർത്തവൽ തസ്മിൻ വിമാനം ഉത്കൃഷ്ടാം ശയ്യാം രതീകരിം സദാം നജാബുദ്യതം കാലം പത്യാവീചേന സംഗത ഏവം യോഗാനുഭാവേന ദമ്പത്യോരമമാണയോ ശതം വ്യതീയുശരദ കാമലാലസയോർമന തസ്യാമാദത്തരേതസ്താം ഭാവയെന്നാത്മനാത്മവിൽ നോധോ വിധായ രൂപം സ്വം സർവസങ്കൽപവിദ്വിപൂം അതസ്സുഷവേ സദ്യോ ദേവഹൂതി സ്ത്രീയ പ്രജാ സർവാസ്താശ്ചാരു സർവാംഗ്യോ ലോഹിതോൽപലഗന്ധയാം പതിം സംപ്രജിഷ്യന്നം തദാ ലക്ഷ്യോഷധി സതി സ്മയമാന വിക്ലമേന ഹൃദയേന വിദൂയതാം ലിഖന്ത്യതോ മുഖിം ഭൂമിം പദാം നഖമണിശ്രിയാം ഉവാച ലളിതാം വാചം നിരുദ്ധ്യാശ്രുകലാം ശനൈ ശ്രീദേവഹൂതിരുവാചാം സർവം തദ് ഭഗവാൻ മഹ്യം ഉപോവാഹ പ്രതിശ്രുതം അഥാപി മേ പ്രപന്നായാമഭയം ദാതുമർഹസി ബ്രഹ്മൻ ബഹുദ്രവിസ്തവ്യം വിമർഗ്യാപദയ സമ കശ്ചിൽ സ്യാന്മേ വിശോകായ ത്വയ് പ്രവ്രജിദേവനം ഏതാവതാലം കാലേന വ്യതിക്രാന്തേന മേ പ്രഭോ ഇന്ദ്രിയാർത്ഥ പ്രസംഗേന പരിത്യക്ത പരാത്മന ഇന്ദ്രിയാർത്ഥേഷു സജ്ജന്ത്യാം പ്രസംഗസ്ത്വയി മേ കൃത അജാനന്ത്യാ പരം ഭാവം തഥാപ്യസ്തുഭയായ മേ സംഗോ യ സംസൃതേഹേതു അസത്സുഹിതോ ധിയ സ ഏവ സാധുഷു കൃതോ നിസ്സംഗത്വായ കൽപ്പതേ നഹയൽ കർമ്മധർമായ ന വിരാഗായ കൽപ്പതേ ന തീർത്ഥപദസേവായൈ ജീവൻ ന വിമുതോ ഹി സാഹം ഭഗവതോ നൂനം വഞ്ചിതാമയാ ദൃഢം യത്വാം വിമുക്തിദം പ്രാപ്യ നമോ മോക്ഷേയ ബന്ധനാൻ ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ തൃതീയസ്കന്ധേ ത്രയോവിംശോധ്യായ ശ്രീമൈത്രയോവാചാം നിർവേദവാദിനീമേവം മനോർദുഹിതരം മുനി ദയാലുശാലിനീമാഹം ശുക്ലാവിവ്യാഹൃതം സ്മരൻ ഋഷിരുവാച മാ അഖിലോ രാജപുത്രീതമാത്മാനം പ്രത്യനിന്ദിതേ ഭഗവാം സ്തേക്ഷണോ ഗർഭം അദുരാൽ സംപ്രപ്രസ്യതേ ദ്രുതപ്രാസിഭദ്രം വേ ദമേനീമേന ച തപോ ദ്രവിണദാനശ്ച ശ്രദ്ധയാ ചേശ്വരം ഭജേ ചേശ്വരം ഭജ സത്വയാ രാജശുക്ലോ വിദന്വന്മാമകം യശ ചേതാദേ ഹൃദയ ഗ്രന്ഥി മൗദര്യോ ബ്രഹ്മഭാവന ശ്രീമൈത്രയുവാച ദേവഹൂത്യവിസന്ദേശം ഗൗരവേണ പ്രജാപതി സമ്യക് ശ്രദ്ധായ പുരുഷം കൂടസ്ഥമവജദ്ഗുരും തസ്യാം ബഹുതിദേ കാലേ ഭഗവാൻ മധുസൂദന കാർത്തവം വീര്യമാപന്നോ യജ്ഞേ അഗ്നിരിവതാരുണി അവാദയം സദാവ്യംനി വാദയത്രാനിഖനാഖന ഗായന്തിദം സ്മകന്ധർവ നൃത്യന്തി അപ്സരസോമുദാം പേരുസ്വനസോ ദിവ്യ ഖേചരൈരപവർജിതം പ്രസേദുശ്ചതിശസ്സർവ അംബാസിമനാംസിജാം തത്കർത്തമാശ്രമവതം സരസ്വത്യാപരിഷതം സ്വയംഭൂ ഉത്സാഹം ഋഷിഭിർ മരീച്ചാദിപിരഭ്യയാൽ ഭഗവന്തം വരം ബ്രഹ്മസത്വേന അംശേന ശത്രുഹൻ തത്വസംഖ്യാന വിജ്ഞപ്തൈ ജാതം വിദ്വാനജസ്വരാൽ സഭാജയൻ വിശുദ്ധേന ചേതസാ തച്ചകീർഷിതം പ്രഷ്യമാണേരസുഭി കർദ്ദമം ചേതമഭ്യതാൽ ശ്രീ ബ്രഹ്മോവാചാം ത്വയാമേവ ജിതിസ്ഥാദം കൽപ്പിതാ നിർവ്യലീകത എന്മേ സഞ്ജഗൃഹേ വാക്യം ഭവാൻ മാനദമാനയൻ ഏതാവത്യവ ശുശ്രൂഷാകാര്യാഭിതരിപുത്രകൈ പാഠമിത്തനി മന്യേത ഗൗരവേണ ഗുരോർവച ഇമാരുഹിതരസവ്യാതവത്സമധ്യമാ സർഗമേതം പ്രഭാവേശ്വർ ബ്രഹ്മയിഷ്യന്തിനേകതാം അതസ്തം ഋഷിമുഖേഭ്യോ യഥാശീലം യഥാരുചി ആത്മജാപരിദേഹ്യം വിസ്തൃണീഹേശോ ഭുവീം വേദാഹമാദ്യം പുരുഷമവതീർണം സുമായ ഭൂതാനാം ശേവരിന്ദേഹം വിഭ്രാണം കപിലമുനി ജ്ഞാനവിജ്ഞാനയോഗേന കർമ്മണാമുദ്ധരൻ ചട ഹിരണ്യകേശ പത്മാക്ഷ പത്മോദ്രപദാംബുജാം ഏവ ശമാന വിധേയ ഗർഭം പ്രവിഷ്ടക്കേടഭാർദ്ധന അവിദ്യാ സംശയഗ്രന്ഥം ചിത്വാകാം വിചരിഷ്യതി അയം സിദ്ധഗണാദിശം സാഖ്യാചാര്യൈ സുസമ്മത ലോകേ കവലമിഥ്യാഖ്യം ഗന്ധാദേ കീർത്തിവർദ്ധന ശ്രീമൈത്രയുവാചാം താവാശ്വാസികൾ സൃഷ്ടാ കുമാരൈ സഹനാരദം ഹംസോഹം സേനയാനേന തൃഥാവരമംയയോം യഥേശ ദദ്ദോക്ഷത്ത കൃതമസ്തേന ജ്യോതിത യഥോദിതം സുദൃഹിതൃ പ്രാദാദ് വിശ്വസൃജാം ദദാ മരീചയേ കലാം പ്രാദാദ് അനസൂയാമധാത്രയേ ശ്രദ്ധ അംഗിരസേയച്ചൽ പുലസ്ത്യായഹ വിഭുവം പുലഹായഗതിം യുക്തം കൃതവേജക്രിയാം സതിം ഖ്യാതിം ച ഭൃഗവേ യച്ച് വസിഷ്ഠായ പ്യരുന്ധതിം അഥർവേണ അഥർവേണ അഥർവണേ ദദാച്ഛാന്തിം യജ്ഞോ വിധന്യതേ വിപ്രഷഭാൻ കൃതോദ്വാഹാൻ സദാരൻ സമലാളയൽ തതസ്തകഷയക്ഷതകൃതധാരാനുമന്ത്രിതം പാദിഷ്ടം നന്ദിമാപന്നം സ്വം സ്വമാശ്രമമണ്ഡലം സജാവതീർണം ത്രിയുഗം ആജ്ഞായുഗദർശവം ദ്വിത്വം വസംഗമ്യ പ്രണമ്യ സമഭാഷതാം അഹോചാപച്യമാനാം നിരയേ സ്വയമംഗളെ കാലേന ഭൂയസാമുനം പ്രസീദന്തിഹദേവതാം ബഹുജന്മവിവക്വേന സമ്യഗോം samyagyo agasamadhina drishtam yadandeyadaya shunya agaryashu yalpadam sa eva bhagavanadhyam heranam naganayana griheshu jado gramyanam yaswanam pachavoshanam Sriyam Vakimadam Kartum Avadirnosime Grihe Chikirshu Bhagavan Yanam Bhaktanam Anavardhanam Tanyevade Bhiruvani Rubani Jagam Bhagavam Stava Yani Yani Jarojande Sajanam Amarubinam Tam Suri Bistatu Bhuvil Sayadha Sadabhi Vadarkana Badabinam Aishwarya Vairagyesho Vapodam Vireshriyam Purtamaham Prabadhyem Parampradhanam Purusham Mahanam Kalam Kavindruvam Logabalam Atmanam Utyanugada Prabanjam Swachanda Shaktim Kabilam Prabadhyem Asma Vipruchetipadim Prajanam Stoya Avadirnanamuda Aptakamam Parivrajal Padavim Astidoham Charishetvam Hrdiyunjan Vishogam Shri Bhagavan Vajam Maya Proktam Hilogasya Pramanam Satyalaukiki Adhajani Maya Rubyam Yadavojamadamuni Edan Mejam Ilogesmin Mamutshunam Durashayal Prasanghyanaya Tatuanam Sammadaya Atmadarshani Esham Atmavado Vyakto Nashtagale Nebuyasam Tam Pramartaitam Deham Imam Vidhyamaya Amradam Gachagamam Maya Prishto Mani Sanyastakarmana Jitva Sudrajayam Ratyo Amradatvayamam Bhajam Mama Atmanam Swamjodi Sarvabhuda Guhashayam Atmanyam Atmana Aviksha Vishogo Bhayamrachasi Matramadhyam Atmigim Vidyam Shamanim Sarvakarmanam Vidarishyevaya Chauso Bhayam Chadidarishyadi Shri Maitreya Vajam Evam samudidastena kabilena prajavadi dakshini kritidam prido vanameva jagamaha pratam samastido manam alpega sharanomini nisango vijaram choni anagniragnigetanam mano brahmani yunjanam yatral sadasadaparam gunavabhase evigunam ega bhaktyanubhavide nirahangridinirmamascha nardunna samadraksodek pratyek prashandadhirdhiram prashantor mirivodhanim Vasudeve Bhagavati Sarvajne Pratigalpani Parena Bhaktiva Vena Labdhalpa Mukta Bandhanam Alpanam Sarvabhudeshu Bhagavandam Avastitam Abashyal Sarvabhudani Bhagavandam Avastitam Abashyal Sarvabhudani Bhagavati Abhijalpani Ichadveshavihena Sarvatra Samajedasa Bhagaval Bhakti Yuktena Prapta Bhagavati Gadi Srimad Bhagavati Mahabrani Tradiyaskandi Kabileyo Vakhyane Chakruvim Shodhyayam So this what we have spoken so far, and now begins the from chapter this 25, the next chapter, right up to the end of this chapter 33. That means 9 chapters actually covers the instructions of Kapila Vasudev to Devahuti Devi specifically on the 2 processes of yoga system, and that is the Bhakti Yogam as well as the Sangha Yogam. And also he talks there. Also, Kapila Vasudev mentions about the Ashtanga Yoga system also. So, particularly these 3 yoga systems is covered in the next 9 chapters, which we'll discuss. But before that, you can see here that at the end of this chapter, it mentions there that Kapila Vasudev, after had discussed with Kardama Prajapati, that Kardama Prajapati decided to go to the forest and the way he left was dakshini krityadam prayado ajagava mahamuni, that he went towards the to the forest with the intention of giving up the body. In other words, his detachment was complete from this material world. He was able to leave this material world behind and think about this spiritual life for which originally he started doing his penances. It was only on Brahma's request that he had to go through this household life. And in that process, it took away a lot of his time. And it was Krishna's desire that he performs this householder activity. And eventually, Kardama Prajapati returned back to the spiritual world. So I'll stop there. If there's any questions or comments, please. Religious principles personified as Yudhishthira. And Yamaraj has come as Vidura, which is 2 different things, 2 different personalities. Religious principles personified is Dharmaraja, or Dharma personified, that is Yudhishthira. And Vidura is actually the personification of Yamaraj, yes. That's right. And that story, you know, Mandavi Muni is curse and all that.
Yeah.
Why he had to accept the body of Vidura. That's there in the 3rd canto mentions.
Is this still a narration between Vidura and
Maitreya.
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
All the way, as third canto and fourth canto also.
Oh, the fourth canto.
Yeah, yeah. It's all that. This. That's why you have to remember, Vidura and Maitreya is talking to each other. They're having a conversation. And Sukadeva Goswami is narrating this to Parikshit Maharaj.
Okay.
That is that connection. Like that.
The other day I was reading the first canto, and then there, when the certain people take up this Srimad Bhagavatam, it's quoted, not only quoted, Adhamarama, the verse. Could you explain that verse?
Yeah. That is it's a very long discussion on that Adhamarama verse in the Bhagavatam.
Yeah.
You'll notice. Who reads Srimad Bhagavatam? That is what that verse is talking about. Alma Ramashtra Manayo Nirgrandha Abhi Urukrame Kurvandi Ahidugim Bhaktim Itam Bhudaguno Hari. That's what that verse is about. Who is Alma Rama? That explains there. Alma Rama means one who is completely fixed in the spiritual platform. That are Alma Ramas. Or in other words, one who has completely broken that relationship with the material body. There are people like that. It looks surprising when somebody says that, oh, I have nothing to do with my body. But there are people who are known as liberated souls. They are liberated, although they are in this material body, they are already liberated. In other words, their consciousness has gone beyond the three modes of nature. That three modes of nature cannot get them again. They have gone out of it. And they are liberated personalities. They are in this material body, but their consciousness is so elevated that there is no question of them. They are outside this world and outside this universe. The elevated consciousness, in other words. They are known as Alma Rama. Muneyo. Muneyo means thoughtful people who are very, very thoughtful, who have learned from silence. Muni means two, three meanings it has got. One is one who is very silent, and the other thing is one who is very thoughtful. All this means Muni. Then Nargrandhi Abhirukrami. One, we have what is known as Hridaya Grandhi. What that means is, in our heart, due to our conditioning in this material world, there is a strong knot of attachment to this world. That is known as Hridaya Grandhi. It is a subtle thing, but it does exist. We all know that. And that attachment is very hard to break through. We say that, in English, I think they say the hard knot of material attachment. That's how it is translated. But in the Shastram, the word is Hridaya Granthi. That Granthi, in other words, it's like a gland is present there. But this Granthi, it is difficult to destroy that because of our attachment to material world. Yeah. So, those who are able to break that and break that gland completely of Hridaya Granthi, they are free from that. Nirgrandhi Abhi Urukrami. Only such people, these three categories, Almaramas, Munis, and those who have broken that gland of the Hridaya Granthi, Urukrami, that they can glorify Krishna properly. Kurvandi Haitugim Bhaktim. Their devotion to Krishna is not like our devotion. Their devotion to Krishna means that they have a relationship with Krishna completely on a different level, unlike us. Our relationship is half material and half spiritual. It has a lot of material motivations behind our relationship with Krishna. So these personalities who are fully liberated from material life totally and who have escaped from the grip of material nature, their relationship with Krishna is what is described. It is those personalities, Itam Buddha Guna Hari. What do? They are constantly glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead's great qualities. Their guna, spiritual qualities of Krishna. Krishna is continuously glorified by such personalities. That is what that verse actually means. But because it's a very, how can you say, it's a verse with a lot of explanations by the Acharyas. The reason for that is, all the spiritual literature, particularly in the Vedic tradition, are not spoken directly. For example, in the Vedic literature, if they want to say something, they will not they will not explicitly explain the things. They will never do that. You will see in the throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, this point is coming up again and again. That is the nature of the sages. The sages won't talk explicitly everything in a way we can understand it. That also is understandable, because at the time when this literature was written, the attitude of the people and their understanding of life and their concept of spiritual life was so different than the people who live today. Because we have fallen behind the spiritual values so much that today we find it very hard to understand many things in the Srimad Bhagavatam. I can give you so many examples. If you look into the I think it is in the 8th canto, the churning of the milk ocean, right? So if you look at that story in the Bhagavatam, you will find there that the ocean of milk was churned and eventually the nectar came out, and the demigods and the demons were fighting for this nectar for quite some time to get the possession of this nectar. It was then that the Supreme Lord took the form of Mohini, and she took the nectar pot away from them because she wanted to give it to the demigods, and she cheated the demons. That whole story is there, you can read in the Bhagavatam. I am not going to detail in that because that's already there, you can find it out. But there you will see that the nectar was stolen by Mohini, and later on this beautiful form of Mohini has attracted everybody in the assembly of the demigods and the demons. Demons have forgotten the nectar and they wanted Mohini. It has come to that stage. It's there in the Bhagavatam. Mahabali, who was the leader of the demons, they went, left everything. First they were asking for the nectar, but Mohini's attraction was such that even Mahalakshmi, his own Krishna's consort, she felt after seeing Krishna's that form. Because if you look at Krishna, Krishna's most of his ornaments and everything is very much feminine. It's very feminine. Even face looks very feminine. And it was not very difficult to Krishna to take that form of a Mohini. It took only a few minutes. Krishna took that form. And it's in the Bhagavatam very nicely explained how Krishna dressed up himself as a lady and Mohini and comes there. So when he took that Mohini's form, when he took that Mohini's form, the demons forgot everything, and in that process Mohini cheated demons and took the nectar away and served it happily to the demigods, and they took it away. For them, even if you don't get nectar, doesn't matter. If you can get Mohini, that's more than enough. This was their thoughts going through. So after that, Sri Narada Maharshi went and reported this in Kailas to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva came to know that the Supreme Lord has taken a form like this, a Mohini. And Shiva wanted to see that form. And so along with Sri Parvati and Ganesh and Kartikeya, he all came to Vaikuntha to see this form of Mohini. When he came there, it says there, Mahavishnu form, Krishna was there at that time, told Lord Shiva that this particular form which I have, Shiva says to him that, you know, there is a mutual conversation between them, and Shiva requesting, suddenly Shiva arrived in Vaikuntha, and Vishnu was very much surprised by this visit, and he asked Lord Shiva why he has come. So he said, I heard from Narada Muni that you had taken a form like this, which I never seen before, and I was inquisitive or curious to see that form. And initially, Krishna said to him that normally that form is very disturbing to those people whose mind is not very strong. That's how he answered. It will be very disturbing. But Lord Shiva said that you know me. He's known in the Shastra as Thanuman. Thanuman means one who can sit like a pillar. Sana means a pillar. And Lord Shiva is known for his austerities and penances. He is the greatest ascetic in this world. So, and Shiva says to him that you know that my position, who I am, and is not easily I disturb, because he is the personality who instructs knowledge, spiritual knowledge, to the great sages like Vasishtha, Vishwamitra, and all so many great personalities goes to Lord Shiva to receive the transcendental knowledge. So there is no possibility of my mind getting disturbed, he says. Not only that, Sri Parvati is with me now, and Ganesh children are also with me, so there is no possibility of anything happening to me. But in the end what happened was that in a few minutes the whole scene changed from Vaikuntha, that they felt that they were in a large field, a beautiful garden, where this Mohini was playing football there. She was kicking the ball and moving around. And initially when Lord Shiva saw that, first he was able to control his mind, but within a few seconds, even Lord Shiva lost his mind, control on his mind, and started running after her. Forgotten that Sri Parvati was with him and the children were with him, all that was forgotten. And he ran after this form of Mohini and ran for days and days together. It says in the Bhagavad, they were running for such a long time to get her. He could not resist that beauty of Mohini. That in the Bhagavadam it explains so nicely. I couldn't explain that in the way it is explained in the Bhagavadam. That he went on for a while, and eventually, suddenly he came to his senses. And he said to himself, what have I been doing? Me, the greatest brahmachari in this world, who has such an ascetic, you know, his credibility as far as penances and austerities are concerned, is second to none. He is such a powerful personality, Lord Shiva. And what have I done now? I have lost everything. What will people say tomorrow? They will say, do you know Shiva who he is? He was running after that woman the other day. That's what people will talk about me now. He stood there and he started crying there. It was then that Krishna appeared there in his original form and said to him, why do you cry now? He said, I have lost everything, he said. I lost everything. I lost my celibacy, brahmacharyam. I am not a brahmacharya anymore. Because he is known for all these things, his asceticism. And that time, they embraced each other. Krishna and Shiva embraced each other. Krishna said to him, you have not lost anything. You are still Lord Shiva. What have you done? You run after me, haven't you, in Mohini form? After all, who am I? I am the Supreme Brahman itself. I am not different than him. Anybody who is running after Brahman is considered to be a brahmachari. So you are not lost anything. You are actually running after the brahmachari. So you are protected from that, and nobody is going to say anything. Now, after this, Lord Shiva wanted to embrace Mohini Devi once again in that form. They embraced each other, and from that, a child was born. A child was born. He is known as Shastha. It's in the Puranas, the story is there. Shastha was born. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, while referring to this incident, Sri Shugan doesn't say about the birth of that child. It only says there that both of them embraced each other because Krishna wanted to enjoy the sweetness of motherhood. That was the idea of this relationship with Lord Shiva. He wanted to enjoy how a mother feels with a child. And Shiva wanted to have embraced Krishna in this particular form, and that this child were born. Now in the Bhagavatam, no reference to this birth of the child is mentioned. Although it is all in all the other Puranas, in Skanda Puranam, Rama Vaivartam, everywhere it is mentioned. Why it was not mentioned in the Bhagavatam? This question comes automatically. The reason being, the sages have a way of communicating with people. It is understood that when they have embraced each other and they had a relationship, a child is automatically born from that relationship. It doesn't have to be told. Whereas for us, unless it is specifically mentioned black and white, we will not understand that. That is the difference in our way of communication and their way of communication. There are so many things in the Bhagavatam like that. That is why all these commentaries have come out on Srimad Bhagavatam for these reasons only. That the commentators, they are able to go through this, and those who are very elevated in the mode of goodness, they can understand these things deeper, how the sages expressed different things in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And it is through their help that we were able to understand that, oh, it is like this, isn't it? Oh, that's how we understand. Another example, if you remember, last time we were talking about Pingala's story. Pingala's story in the Srimad Bhagavatam is that we saw that Pingala, she was a prostitute in Mithila. And eventually Pingala had to... in the Bhagavatam, if you read, you will find Asha ahi paramam dukham nairashyam paramam sukham. This is the words which Pingala spoke before she slept. And it only says there, yatha sushvapya pingala, that Pingala slept happily after that. That's all it says there in the Bhagavatam. But if you read Pingala's story from the commentaries by the scholars of the Srimad Bhagavatam, they will always say Pingala went back to the spiritual world. How could they come to that conclusion? The reason is like this. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, when talking about renunciation, generally when we say in this material world, renunciation means we give up our material enjoyment. That's what we call as renunciation, isn't it? We say renunciation if we give up our materialistic way of life. And in the temple also you will see sometime one brahmachari saying to another brahmachari, "Oh, you are very renounced," they will say. Don't know what the truth is, but they do say like that you are very renounced. They give up all the other material possessions, no money in the bank, and no other material opulences, living a very simple life with a couple of dhotis and a kurta and no proper clothes to wear, eating very simple food, and renouncing every day, making life more and more simple. And that is the brahmachari life is. And brahmachari's life is purely based on these principles, that you practice austerity and simplicity and this lifestyle strongly so that you can come out of the modes of nature. That's the idea behind it. Why one practice brahmachari life? Because to come out of the modes of nature. Especially in the early days in life for men, it's very hard in the teenage life when the rajogunam is building up very strongly and mood of passion and sex impulse is disturbing his mind so strongly. The Vedic system is that you control him right before the bull goes out of hand, control him tightly with the rope, and that is his brahmachari life is. So our discussion, our understanding normally, vairagyam means, renunciation means, that we renounce material life, everything, and make it as austere as possible. But if you look into Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna's definition of vairagyam is different. Krishna says, vairagyam means actually freedom from the modes of nature. That is how Krishna has defined it. Just see how that difference comes in. We see material life as only the thing what we have to escape from. No, Krishna says you have to come out of the modes of nature. That is vairagyam. And when you come out of the modes of nature, then there is nothing much required. You are already liberated. And in Pingala's case, this is exactly what happened. Sukham Sushvapya Pingala, it says in the Bhagavatam, that when Pingala's last words were, all the few verses prior to that, you can see, Sri Shukan says to Parikshit in that point, that Pingala's, what was going through Pingala's mind is mentioned there. Pingala is talking about material body, how miserable this material body is. Pingala is talking about her meditation of Lord Ramchandra in Mithila. All these things are mentioned in the previous verses. But in the last verse, it never mentioned that Pingala went back to the spiritual world. But according to all the great devotees and scholars, it doesn't require that explanation. It's automatically understood that Pingala has gone back to the spiritual world. Why? Because she has freed herself from the modes of nature, as Krishna has mentioned in the 11th canto later. So that is how the communication is. So many of the this has been remembered. You have to remember that this has all been compiled 5,000 years ago. And the way the communication happened and the consciousness of the people who communicated these the messages in each other were on a different plane altogether than the age of Kali. So that difference comes in the expressions also. So everything is like that in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So many instances you will find this kind of expressions coming in.
You said there were five senses for action, and five senses for knowledge.
Correct.
What are the five senses for action, please?
Yeah. Word, one. Hand. Then feet. And walker. Generally, five senses of action are not... The other two senses are the genitals and the rectum. Yeah. These senses, they are present at these locations. Now, they are not material. they are material senses, but they cannot be, you see, in the modern medicine, they don't accept these senses present. Now, we have sense of touch, right? Now, the sense of touch, how does that happen? The modern medicine talks about signals going into the brain and brain sending back signals of that feeling of the body. But in the Vedic conception, it is different, that there are senses present all over the body. And these senses, as they are called senses, right? No, sense of knowledge and sense of action, they actually perform this activity and they have got predominating deities in the body. They are present in their subtle form in our body. For example, all the predominating deities of the senses are present in everyone. And that is why, with the help of these predominating deities or the senses, that we are able to feel different things, sense of touch, and activities we are able to perform with the hands and the legs and everything. So it is two different way of expressing things. We don't agree with modern medicine, because modern medicine's analysis is wrong as far as we are concerned. Because they may prove everything by their scientific experiments, like they are saying that they can cut the brain through, and from brain they can find out in which part of the brain which sense signal is coming, this, that and the other. So many things they are saying that. But that is after cutting the brain. But they cannot say anything before cutting the brain in the whole form in the body exists as such. And for them everything is here. They have no relationship with the heart. Heart is only considered to be a medical system. It is only a machine there performing the pumping the blood and purifying it and sending it back into the system. That's how the medicine sees this. But in the Vedic system, heart is a very important thing, because this is, we say, the witness, we say, when we say witness, inside, the manasakshi, as we call it, is inside here, not here, it's here. So like this, there is big differences between the Vedic perception and also the medical perception, modern medicine. So these senses of knowledge and senses of action is important as far as the Vedic system of life is concerned.
My question was, you know, in your last explanation about modes of, when we go beyond modes of material nature,
yeah,
and on the other hand, ordinary people think that we have renunciation means just leave material.
Yeah.
I just couldn't understand.
Yeah, the difference, you mean. Difference is that in the in renouncing the material world, one may renounce so many things, but if the lusty desires and all the other associated anarthas in the heart, if that is not gone, which will only go when you come out of the modes of nature. Do you know what I mean? For example, say one takes a lot of effort to renounce things in this world, and one has become very simple in his habits, and he has become so dependent on Krishna in everything. But still, his previous habits of anger, lust, greed, all these things are still there as impurities inside the heart. And so many other things also you can see, like pride and envy and so many things. These will come out as and when he gets an opportunity. That means he is still in the lower modes of nature. He has not come out of it. So although he may appear very renounced, appear very detached, in reality he still has not come out of the modes of nature. So Krishna is saying, real vairagya means that one who has asangoyam, free from this, all these things, and he has come out of the modes of nature, he is a vairagya. That means he is more or less in the liberated state. Yeah? Okay, I think we have to stop there, because the program now. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.